This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A fire broke out in Hong Kong's World Trade Center Wednesday, trapping more than 100 people. About 150 were trapped on the roof of the building located in the bustling commercial and shopping district of Causeway Bay, police said. Firefighters stood on aerial lifts during the rescue operation after having battled the blaze with two water jets, the government said. Emergency services personnel and ambulances were also deployed to the scene. A local broadcaster quoted police as saying about 100 people moved from a restaurant to the 39th floor when the fire broke out and smoke filled the dining area. Both chambers of the U.S. Congress have voted to send a $2.5 trillion increase in the nation's borrowing authority to President Joe Biden over lockstep Republican opposition. The House gave final approval to the legislation early Wednesday morning on a near party line 221 to 209 vote, defusing a volatile issue until after the 2022 midterm elections. The action came just hours shy of a deadline set by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who warned last month that she was running out of maneuvering room to avoid the nation's first ever default. Russian President Vladimir Putin told Chinese leader Xi Jinping Wednesday that he hopes to meet in person at the opening of the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. Last week, the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the U.K. confirmed diplomatic boycotts of the Winter Games in February to protest Chinese human rights abuses. The diplomatic moves by the governments do not affect their athletes' abilities to compete in the Games. Putin praised the constant contact between Russia and China's foreign and defense ministries. This is VOA News. Iran and a UN watchdog said Wednesday they've reached agreement on replacing cameras at a nuclear complex as Western powers warn time is running out to revive a deal on Tehran's atomic program. The Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency had been seeking to replace the devices, which Iran says were damaged in a June attack it blames on Israel. A statement called this, quote, an important development, end quote. It added that the two sides, quote, will continue to work on remaining outstanding safeguards issues with the aim of resolving them, end quote. The Taliban didn't take the Afghan capital. They were invited, says the man who issued the invitation. In an Associated Press interview, former Afghan President Hamid Karzai offered some of the first insights into the secret and sudden departure of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and how he came to invite the Taliban into the city, quote, to protect the population, end quote. When Ghani left, his security officials also left. Defense Minister Bismillah Khan even asked Karzai if he wanted to leave Kabul when Karzai contacted him to know what remnants of the government still remained. A Russian invasion of Ukraine would be catastrophic and result in an extremely tough package of economic sanctions from Britain and its allies, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday. He told Parliament it could happen, quote, if Russia were so rash and mad as to engage in an invasion of sovereign territory of Ukraine, end quote. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus Tuesday urged all countries to step up measures against the highly mutated coronavirus variant Omicron, which has been spreading at an unprecedented rate and probably already in most countries. Speaking to reporters at a news briefing in Geneva, Ghebreyesus called for countries to step up measures to curb the new strain, with a combination of mask wearing, social distancing, proper ventilation, and hand hygiene, as well as vaccination. Five Turkish healthcare unions representing more than 250,000 health workers, doctors, and other medical personnel went on a one-day strike Wednesday, protesting poor wages and harsh working conditions amid a currency meltdown. Hundreds of health workers gathered in Istanbul, Turkey's largest city, and called on the government to resign. The Turkish Medical Association said medical personnel across all 81 provinces of Turkey joined the strike. Turkey has recently been recording around 20,000 new cases of COVID-19 and 180 deaths per day, according to the health minister. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.